There's been Kuta, there's been a tremendous amount of snook. There's even been a queenfish of 31 kilos.
The reef is just absolutely crawling with fish.
You can't buy this stuff from a seafood store, but you can go and catch it, and it is coming out of Durban right now.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, we are back, and the good times are back. The good times are back in KZN. Thank goodness that rough spell is over now. We did have some rough seas. We've had some heavy winds. However, we did have a lot of fish that came along the entire KZN coastline, as well as on our inland side. Now, the rock and surf side is starting to find a heartbeat again, and that heartbeat is getting a lot stronger and stronger as the days go by. As for the offshore, well, we've got bending rods on virtually every ski boat angler's boat, kayak, and jet ski, right? And as for the freshwater, well, let's just say river season is open, guys, so it is trout coming out, as well as that bass out of Albert Falls this past week. So we're going to get into all of it, right? And we're going to tell you about all the snook, all the bream, all the shad, all the cob, all the kingfish that's been coming out over this past week. We've got sharks coming out, we've got blue skates, we've got diamonds. It is all happening in KZN. Now, let's not get a little too excited. We are getting excited, right? I mean, we can't help it. We gotta get excited. However, there are some bad days coming out. So when I tell you to go out and fish, go out and fish, because there will be windows of opportunity to go out and do it. Now, we're gonna get into it. Our reporters are gonna get into it. They've had their ears on the ground. They've been chatting to everyone along the coastline. They've been assessing all the weather conditions for the next 2 weeks to tell us exactly what and where and how to do this. But before we get into it, guys, let's give a shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So let's get into this week's show, guys. Let's get into the reports. Starting off on the North Coast, where Savika reported that this past weekend, it was very well. And the week continued to be just as good. Now, in Tinley Manor, there's been lots of copper bream. There's been some blacktail, as well as a couple of pompano that's been coming out. In Zinkwazi, there were a few gray sharks. As for Tugela, lots of cob, guys. And that is coming out on pure sardine. No need for the mullet. No need for the chukka baits, just straight sardine. Hey, and there was even a turtle that came out on the North Coast. Now, I do know that the North Coast has been performing more than any other areas, especially if you are going to be planning on targeting that non-edible action. This is that time of the year. We are just getting out of autumn into spring. I mean, well, we're pretty much into spring, right? And this is when we know those diamonds are going to be coming out soon. But before that, those gray sharks are on the hunt, right? And blue skates. So if you are out for that non-end action, guys, North Coast is the place to be. Now, moving further up, if you are out for that gamefish action, well, St. Lucia, on your offshore side, there's been kuta, there's been a tremendous amount of snook. There's even been a queenfish of 31 kilos that was coming out on the ladies' comp that happened over this past week. There's even Dorado coming out. So get out there, get up to St. Lucia, take your ski boat up. If you do not have one, book a charter, because the North Coast is firing at the moment with the offshore species. Now, from offshore into the freshwater, where we've just seen the Albert Falls Bass Classic, 120 boats, anglers did struggle a bit. However, Jan has a full report, and he's also got a report of what's been going on with the opening of the river season.
Hey there, guys. So that snow that whipped in, whipped out just as fast. Some great fancy images floating around on the socials, but by the time we got to the mountains, it had all but disappeared. Water temperatures in the upper sections of the rivers were still 13 degrees, so it doesn't look like much of the snow melt made it into the rivers at all, and the rivers are a little bit bony. But we are happy to report that the water was still moving, and there are fish which were eager to take the dry fly. So on opening day, there were a couple of willing browns that took a para-rab or clinkhammer-style parachute fly. Further down on the Bushmans in the Natal Fly Fishers Club beats, There were some bigger fish which came to hand in the 15 to 17 inch or 38 to 43 centimeter bracket. Now that's a great start for an opening day season. Conditions are doable, guys, if you are desperate to scratch that river itch, but the rivers could certainly do with a bit of water. Go out there, scratch that itch, and then wait for a bit of rain. There's another way to get that moving water fix, and that's to chase scalies. And there are some excellent fish coming out in the 17 to 19 inch and 43 to 48 centimeter class, and some even on dry fly. These are coming out of the Kumas River, and further afield, the Tugela is also producing some great fish. With all eyes and rods on the rivers, it seems this past weekend, there were only a few returns from the NFFC Stillwater anglers. One outing prior to the frontal system drew a blank, and while the other hit it good in the 15 to 17 inch or 8 to 43 centimeter brackets. This past weekend saw the Albert Falls Bass Classic taking place, and with the dam being closed to competitors for the last 2 weeks, it was surprising that the top two fish came in at 3.760 and 3.755 kilograms, a mere 5 grams apart to Brendan van Zadem and Eugene Potgieter respectively. Most of the other fish were coming in the 2 to 3 kilogram mark, 128 teams competing, 20% weighed in full bags of 5 fish over the 2 days. So the fishing was pretty poor, some would say. No word from Sterkfontein as yet, but as the warmer weather gets here, the rush north will commence. Guys, tight lines, and do stop in the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Excellent reporting, Jan. So I love it. He says, go and scratch that itch, get your fix, and wait for that rain. Now, I don't know if there's going to be enough rain. We got a bit of a sprinkle coming through this weekend. Nothing where it's going to fill those rivers up. But hey, the river season's open. And like he says, you know, go out and get your fix out of there. As for the Albert Falls, can you imagine 5 grams separating a winning fish, winning the competition, driving home with a grand prize, looking in your rearview mirror and seeing a brand new boat behind you to... Yeah, coming out second. And kudos to the angler. I mean, that's a great effort to come out, right there, right close. But, oh, that is so heartbreaking as well. But it is what it is, and that's why we compete, and that's why we love the sport. Now, let's move on to Durban, where we are back in action, where the basin has been performing. Offshore has been getting fish despite these rough conditions. Our guys, Mike V and Brad Krubler, is going to give us the full reports of what's been happening over this past week, as well as what we could expect over this next few days.
How's it, guys? Hope you're all getting some lovely fish. Yes, it's a game all about the edibles. Quite a few lovely grunter coming out on the beaches, stumpies, brusher, cob have died off a little bit, but there are some lovely cob being caught in the mix. Not so much on the beachfront, but on the further north beaches, Glen Ashley, Virginia, up to Umhlanga, that sort of way. I've seen some lovely brusher, stumpies and grunters. Odd grey shark in the middle in the mix, a couple small diamonds here and there still eating some of the baits. But yeah, there has been a little bit of bite on the beaches. Not wild, but it's very promising. The ski boaters and the paddle ski guys have been getting some snook. A lot of garrick again still on live baits and that being trawled just behind the back line. The guys fishing in the deep, again, doggers, heelback, bottoms, the main price. That's what they've been targeting and going for. That's been the main price. The bay has had quite a bit of fish in it, but mainly small. Nothing giant at this stage that I know of. A lot of those size, just oversized grunters, some snapper salmon, some small cob, things I get. But yeah, it has to start heating up sometime soon. The bay, a little bit of rain, pushed some of the stuff out of the rivers. I think maybe we'll get a good start there. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. So fishing over the last week, the weather still hasn't been the greatest with a couple of, I'm going to call ping pong weather, northeaster, southwester. But the couple of times we did manage to get out there, we managed to get some very nice rock hards, some nice captain finds, and some really good slingers and soldiers. A couple of bait coming out at nighttime, one or two doggers. But yeah, guys, as I say, the weather hasn't been the greatest. We're now in spring, so we're getting closer to starting with water. Should start warming up, so a couple of the game fish should be starting to come in. Yeah, guys, tight lines, keep it real.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, looks like that ping pong weather has been coming to an end. It was expected at this time of the year, but it is getting better. And as for that grunter coming out, well, now, please make sure to listen to our podcast on ecr.co.za. It's to do with the best eating fish in the country. Guys, grunter, that spotted grunter that's coming out right now that Mike V is talking about, that is one of the best eating fish, according to the Bartow brothers. They love it. They absolutely love it. You can't buy this stuff from a seafood monger. You can't buy it from your seafood store. But you can go and catch it, and it is coming out of Durban right now. So what else is coming out? Well, let's check up with Ray what's happening up on that entire Illovo stretch. He's got a rundown of what's been happening, including some sardine action that happened over this past weekend.
Good morning. We've had some horrific seas over the last couple of days. As far as fish goes, Port Edward area, Ricky and a couple of his mates were down there fishing, and they got some lovely bream. And of course, bream being the flavor throughout the week due to the big storm seas that we've had. There have been quite a few fish caught along that Port Edward stretch. Moving up Baisley all the way to Pennington once again, through quite a few bream and quite a few shad in those protected bays. Scottboro heard a small little bird talking about some grey sharks in the Scottboro area. Warners, Mamsam Toti, there were a few pockets of sardines spotted, however. That would be the Lovo Warners area. So the sardines are still around, and that basically is why our fishing is so bad down here. The sardines are pulling those fish or sucking all those big game fish, the garrick, the shad, and of course our bigger sharks out to sea. As far as any other fish goes, I've heard of some snook coming out, and that was at the far south area. And some of those other points, like for instance Green Point, would throw a snook or two, especially with the northeasterly that started. The sea is lovely, it's flat. The weather is looking excellent coming forward for the next couple of days. So get out there, wet a line. I'm telling you now, the fishing will start picking up.
Woohoo! That's exactly what I wanted to hear, Ray. That's how I wanted you to end that report. The fishing will start picking up, and he's promising us that. So it seems as though bream is the flavor of the week, and that's a good idea as to why the fishing has been a little bit quiet in that Illovo area. It's because there's still sardines. It is sucking our fish away. Add the rough seas to that, some heavy winds. Yeah, it would be a bit challenging, but hey, all I needed to know was better days are coming, and the fishing is picking up. Speaking about the fishing being picking up, we've got a report from Don where the last couple of weeks, the spear fishing side has been a bit quiet. However, this week, it has certainly picked up. So, good times are here. That's exactly what I was talking about. Guys, here's Don's report of what's been happening on that spear fishing side.
Hi there, Vinesh. Yes, the weekend was really bad. Very strong. Northeasterly wind. Umhlanga Spearfishing Club managed to hold their annual spearfishing crayfish competition. They got a few crayfish. I think the winning crayfish was 1.1 kilos, which are very tough conditions. South Coast was absolutely brilliant. We had awesome diving. There was lots of reports of fish, lots of brusher around, lots of Dalga salmon. The reef is just absolutely crawling with fish. Even a couple of wahoo around. Guys also got some big garrick on the lower south coast. So, yeah, it's just a mixed bag, great conditions, very clean water. So yeah, I think looking ahead, I think there's going to be a lot of divers in the water. Everybody's super keen to get in. It looks like maybe Thursday, Friday, I think it was, it's going to be pretty good again. I think anything after the next southwest wind is going to be game on. But yeah, this is a good time of the year for the South Coast.
How's that? Thank you, Don. That's exactly what I was saying. It is getting better. I mean, that's, I think, going to be the theme of this week's fishing. It is getting better. Now, we know, okay, right, going spear fishing, go down south. If you're going rock and surf angling, head up north. Or is that really the case? Well, we're going to find out from Adam exactly what's been going on down the south coast on that rock and surf side. All we need to know for now is that the reefs, if you are spear fishing, is crawling with fish. Guys, here's Adam with what's been happening on the lower south coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I hope everyone's had an awesome week. So things have been a little bit iffy down here in terms of catches coming out, but it has picked up slightly, and it looks like we might be in for some decent weather this weekend. They are predicting a little bit of rain, but that's never deterred the hardcore angler, and generally that's when the bream bite. Now, talking about bream, we've had a few nice-sized bronzies around. We've had some chalyun. We've also had a few small brusher around. We've had some grey sharks. We've had a bit of kingfish around. So it's been there. We've had a bit of cob, sandspit. Nathan Pele got himself a really nice shad recently. So we've had Derby also going after our rivers, and they've been getting some good cob and rock salmon there. So they have definitely been fish around, just not in the numbers that we used to. But again, it is August, and August, as we know, typically in the past, it's our windiest month where you get maybe a day or two if you're lucky. But Maybe that freshwater scene might be tickling your fancy. You'd want to try it for some bass or some carp. Maybe you want to go for the rivers and you want to target those smaller estuary fish. It's definitely possible that you can do that if the wind's not too bad. But again, these predictions for the weather, it's, yeah, hit and miss, unfortunately, Vinesh. In terms of the deep sea side of things, I know there's been a bit of a peel back around. There's been a little bit of tuna and a bit of bottoms. But again, you know, the rock and surf and the deep sea guys are in the same boat. You got to wait for that right day and pick your days, unfortunately, and call in sick. Yeah. So just so you can get out. But yeah, let's just see what happens for this weekend, Vinesh. Otherwise, yeah, things haven't been great, but it is picking up slowly. Looks like a little bit of southwesters for this weekend if it doesn't change. And obviously that normally entails slightly smaller seas than what we've been having because it's been absolutely atrocious, unfortunately. But let's see what the weather and the weekend brings. Otherwise, take care, Vinesh. Tight line, stay safe, and let's see those catches.
And there you have it, a mixed bag down the South Coast. Thank you, Adam, for that great detailed report of what's been going on. Yes, it is that iffy weather. It is going, you know, one way or the other, depending on the weather gods, or is it really because there has still been a fair amount of fish that's been coming out? Now, Adam was talking about, you know, maybe trying your hand at some fresh water. We've had Don talking about the action down the spearfishing side, which brings me to what I wanted to remind you about is that our spearfishing report is on ecr.co.za. Trying out freshwater. If you're a saltwater angler, if you want to try that freshwater side, that's a podcast as well on ecr.co.za. So all our previous podcasts, guys, you can find them online. We have not removed them. They are still there. If you have changed your mind and you're hearing these reports and you're hearing about the river season being opening on the trout side, if you are hearing about, you know, the reefs crawling with fish, if you're a spearfishing angler and you do not know whether you should or shouldn't or how to get into that facet of angling, well, guys, check it out. Go onto the ecr.co.za website, click on podcast, and you will find all our podcasts still out there. So give it a listen. They aren't going anywhere, and it will help maybe encourage you to try a different facet. So that brings us to the end of this week's KZN Fishing Report. Guys, it's been getting better and better. You can hear by the reports, there has been fish all over the place. Despite those heavy winds, despite the rough seas, despite a whole lot of mixed winds, the guys are still getting fish. And I implore you to go out and do the same. This weekend, there will be many windows of opportunity to go out there and do it. So get out there and share those catches with us. Share that, you know, get yourself those bragging rights. I will publish it. I will put it out there. I will have it on our YouTube channels. I may, if it's good enough, even have it on that ecr.co.za website, you know, to show off all your buddies what your weekend was like. But for now, to round off this week's KZN Fishing Report, the fishing is getting better and better. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.